True love cannot be hidden. April 22nd. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. The law of God is the transcript of his character. Those who profess to keep this law, but who fail to show that they love God with heart, mind, and strength, who do not devote themselves unreservedly to his service, and who keep neither the first four commandments, which enjoin supreme love for God, nor the last six, which enjoin unselfish love for one another, are not obedient children. By their fruits ye shall know them. True love for God will always manifest itself. It cannot be hidden. Those who keep God's commandments in truth will reveal the same love that Christ revealed for his Father and for his fellow men. He in whose heart Christ abides will reveal Christ in the character, in his work in behalf of those of the household of faith, and in behalf of those who need to be brought to a knowledge of the truth. He is ever to show by good works the fruit of his faith, revealing Christ by loving words and deeds of mercy. The doing of the law of God is the fruit of his grace in the heart. Obeying this law, we daily remember that God is the giver of all that we hold in trust. He provides us with all we have. It is because of his mercy and love that we have strength to labor. He opens ways by which we may gain earthly treasure, not that self may be exalted, not that the treasure obtained may be hoarded up, but that God's name may be glorified, that the needy may be helped, that God's treasury may be provided with that which he claims in gifts and offerings, that the work of raising the standard of truth in the regions beyond may not languish, but move forward and upward. Upon all who consecrate themselves to God as laborers together with him is laid the responsibility of guarding the interests of his cause and work. They are to live the truth which they claim to believe. They are to keep Christ constantly before them as their pattern, and by their good works cause praise to flow forth from hearts hungering and thirsting for the bread of life. Not only are they to minister to the spiritual need of those they are seeking to win for Christ, but they are to supply their temporal necessities. This work of mercy and love is ever presenting itself, and by faithfully doing it, God's servants are to show what the truth has done for them. They are to be faithful stewards, not only of gospel truth, but of all the blessings God has given them. Not only are they to speak words of sympathy, but, by their deeds they are to demonstrate the reality of their sympathy and love. Untitled manuscript.